We sent out applications to breeders all over the United States. We sent it to animal shelters all over the United States. And we're really looking at quantity and or at quality instead of quantity. We don't expect to get hundreds of dogs because you're right. When you have a dog that's a year old, you're talking about a family's pet. Or you're talking about a family show dog. So it makes it difficult to get the numbers, but we also know we're going to get really good quality when we do.
Now, at the same time, some people are probably going to think it's pretty cool that their pet, their dog, is going to become the new Reveille.
That's exactly it, especially Aggies, right? So if you have a dog and your dog has a chance to be the next Reveille, what a great thing for an Aggie. And just to give you an idea, the American Kennel Club did a list of the top 10 dogs in pop culture, and Snoopy was number one, Reveille was number two, and Scooby-Doo was number three.
Wow, that's really cool. That's awesome. So what are some of the more interesting applicants you've received?
The first two applicants we received were male dogs.
And that's probably a no-go, huh?
That's a no-go. And that was interesting because they said the male dog has a broader chest and is prettier, and they have so much hair you'll never know it was a male dog. And I said, Reveille is known as the first lady of A&M, and it has to be a lady. So that also narrows it down when you talk about applications, because it has to be a female. And for a lot of breeders, their female is their, you know, the dog they need to make money and to breed. So, but we're excited that it's a female. It has to be a female, and the males just got rejected.
So now you're solely not in charge of picking out the new Rev. There's going to be a committee, correct?
We have a committee, 12 people on a committee, because it's a 12th man.
Okay.
And that's the way it has to be. And we will make a recommendation to the president's office and Dr. Hussey, who will make the final decision. But we've got a great committee. It's got vets on it. It's got vet students, marketing communications, traditions council, association of former students, athletics, the core, student government. Well-rounded committee, and they've been a lot of fun to work with so far.
Will there be finalists, and then would you guys require an in-person interview technically with the dogs, or is this something that will be solely based off of just the applicants that you've received?
No, we will actually send vets to their home, and it could be if we have an Aggie vet. We've had applications from Minnesota. Reveille 8 was from Kansas, so we will try to find an Aggie vet to go visit their house. To make an in-person visit and make sure all the things they said are true as far as in regards to how they deal with people and that sort of stuff. And then we'll also bring the dog to campus to meet people here and make sure it's the right choice, because obviously it's a big decision for the university. Reveille's pictures are taken thousands and thousands of times, and we need to make sure not only do we have a beautiful dog, but we also have a dog that will behave itself on campus.
When will the new Rev be picked, or when will the selection process ultimately be done or completed?
It'll happen in the spring semester. We hope to get Rev 9 here as soon as possible so we can start training, also training with the cadets, because, the lifestyle of Rev is a little different. Being in the Corps, PT and that sort of stuff, running around campus, it's a little different than living in a home. So we need to make sure there's training there, and we hope by final review, we'll have both Rev 8 and Rev 9, and that's when the transition will take place.
And then will there be a ceremony when she's sworn in?
It'll either be a final review or depend on when we get her, but there'll be a retirement ceremony for Rev 8, and there'll also be an introduction ceremony for Rev 9.